Vanessa Monroe is a visual artist who draws inspiration from the world around her.
Today I'm doing a birdhouse. Birds would love it.
Monroe has a mild intellectual disability, the result of a rare genetic disorder. But that hasn't stopped her from creating intricate, one-of-a-kind pieces that are in high demand at home as well as overseas, like this watercolor she painted for an international client.
I finished my commission about two married couples. It makes me proud. And it makes me feel good inside.
Being an artist is like part of my dream.
Mara Clausen likes to create images with nature-based themes.
I start drawing watercolors like I was two or three. I just love art.
Clausen also suffers from a hereditary disease that has resulted in a mild learning disability. But she doesn't think about that when she's in the studio with other artists.
It's nice and peaceful, and we can get along with each other.
The two women are regular participants in a program at Art Enables, a nonprofit gallery and studio in Washington. It offers a quiet space to about 30 local artists with a variety of intellectual or developmental disabilities. They come from all backgrounds and ethnicities and range in age from 21 to 78 years old.
Oh, that's really nice.
Mary Linegar is the executive director of Art Enables.
Well, the purpose of our program is to represent and support our artists, and then also to show the different ways that people who are marginalized can communicate through their visual arts.
The gallery provides them with professional materials, their own webpage, and marketing support to help them succeed as professional artists.
Our artists have at least 10 shows a year here, as well as other shows throughout the city. And whenever our artists sell a piece, whether it's here in the gallery, off of our website, or at one of their outside shows, they receive a 60% commission from their sales.
The artists also receive orders from around the world.
We have had buyers as far away as Germany, Japan, Australia. Last year we sold over $84,000 worth of artwork, and our average piece is around $100. Having people recognize the talents and the skills of these artists is really important.
What are you going to do on the side?
Art coordinator Beth Baldwin is there for support and to encourage the artists with projects that she thinks are going to be marketable.
For our artists to just be able to come in and create, and that's the only thing they have to worry about and concern themselves with, is fantastic.
Vanessa Monroe appreciates the support.
Feel real good, because I'm drawing my art and I'm selling it.
And that, says Beth Baldwin, is the goal of Art Enables. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.